thank you, Father, for your anointing upon me. I just thank you for that, Father, and we give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name, shout amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. What I want you to do is turn in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, the fifth chapter. The fifth chapter of Hebrews. The fifth chapter of Hebrews. And I want to, well, let me give you a subject here. We're going to call this first principles of the doctrine of Christ. First principles of the doctrine of Christ. Now, I'm not sure how far we're going to get tonight, but you should have the fifth chapter of Hebrews by now. And what I'm going to do, I'm just going to just jump in here and begin reading, actually beginning at verse 12, I think. Hallelujah. Verse 12. Well, let me read verse 12 and 13, and then I'll go back up to verse 12. It says, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe." You see that? Hallelujah. Excuse me. So what I just want to say a few things to you. We'll just see how far we get with this. But I want to say a few things to you before I actually dive in a little deeper. But you see, he is correcting, the writer here is correcting the people, because he says, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food." Now, here's a point I want to make to you, and I want you to listen to me very carefully. You can't teach what you don't know. You can't teach what you don't know. And you can't teach what you don't understand. Hallelujah. And there are folks trying to do both. Verse 12 again. "For though by this time you ought to be teachers," and by the way, let me say this, that's not necessarily, there are five ministry gifts: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, okay? I don't believe that's necessarily saying you have to be a fivefold ministry gift in order to be a teacher. I want you to understand something. There is more than one way to teach. You can teach verbally by standing before a person or a group of people. Or, and I'm speaking in terms here of the Word of God, you can also teach by your life. Amen. Because we know, especially as Christians, believers, people watch you. People watch you. What are you teaching them? What are we teaching them? What am I teaching people when they're watching me? And I'm not just talking about standing here before you. What am I teaching them when they watch me away from the church? When a person that don't even know me as a pastor, maybe don't know me at all, what am I teaching that person by my lifestyle? What am I teaching them? What are they learning from me? The Word of God tells us that all of us need to mature to the place where we can teach others. Sometimes it's line by line, precept by precept, here a little, there a little. But then other times, as I said, it's as simple as people watching your life. What are they learning from us? But verse 12 again says, for though you by this time ought to be teachers. So that tells us right away that these were not new converts he's talking to. These are not baby Christians from the perspective of just getting born again. These were people that had been saved a while, but they were not maturing in the things of God. Thank you, Jesus. But he says, "When you need to be teaching others, but you again need to be taught the first principles of the oracles of God," because he's telling them, you still need milk and not solid food. Milk is our foundation, as it were. Milk is our foundation. Milk is the foundation that we stand on. And on that foundation, we must build. Hallelujah. In verse 13, he goes on to say, for everyone who partakes only of milk is listen to what the Word of God says. This is not James saying this. This is the Word of God. Verse 13, Hebrews chapter 5. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Why do you need milk? Because you can't digest solid food. You can't digest solid food. Hold your place here at Hebrews chapter 5. And turn with me to 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. And listen what the Apostle Paul said to the church at Corinth. Now these folks in Corinth, the church there, these were spirit-filled believers. They operated in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, spoke in other tongues. They did it all. And matter of fact, if you read the book of 1 Corinthians, you find that the Apostle Paul had to bring some correction in the church because they had gotten themselves out of order. Amen? They'd gotten themselves out of order. And so he had to bring some correction to them. But look at chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. He said, "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people." You see that? He said, "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ." So he was not talking to unbelievers here. He was talking to born again, spirit-filled people that chose to be carnal. Hallelujah. And listen, verse 2, and he goes on to say, and because of that, he said, "I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now you were not able to receive it." And listen at this. "And even now, you are still not able." Why? For this is verse 3. "For you are still carnal. For you ready for this? For where there are envy, strife, divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like" who? Mere men. Fleshly men. In other words, you're walking according to your flesh and not according to your spirit. Yes, you've been baptized with the Holy Ghost, you speak in other tongues, but you are still walking according to your flesh. Anybody mind if I read verse 3 again? It is in the Bible, isn't it? So I'm not making this stuff up. He said, "For you are still carnal, for where there are envy." When you become jealous of your brother or your sister, you begin to want what they got. And you begin to talk about them and put them down and cut them down simply because you don't have what they have. He says, envy, strife, divisions among you. That stuff is not spiritual. I said that stuff is not spiritual. It don't matter how many years, how many decades you've been saved. You can still walk in the flesh. You can still live in the flesh. Over in Hebrews, he said, you've been saved long enough, born again long enough, when you should be eating solid food, but you can't have solid food because you're carnal. Can only feed you with milk. Hallelujah. Kind of nudge somebody and say, the word is good tonight. Hallelujah. God wants us to walk and live in the Spirit. Not in our old fleshly nature. Always got something going on. If there's a fight somewhere, if there's an argument somewhere, your brothers and your sisters always know that you're going to be in there somewhere. No, we don't want that, do we? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's flip on over to 1 Peter. Y'all have heard of 1 Peter, right? 2nd chapter. First Peter, the 2nd chapter. Listen to what he says. Therefore, laying aside all malice. He's saying the same thing Paul said, just a little different arrangement here. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and some evil speaking. Huh? All evil speaking. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may do what? Say what? That you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Glory be to God. Now let's go back to Hebrews chapter 5, Hebrews. Thank you, Lord. Now in chapter 5 of Hebrews, it says, look at verse 14. Now we read 12 and 13. Look at verse 14. It says, but solid food belong to those who are what? Full of what? Amen. Well, praise the Lord, preacher. I'm so glad to hear that because I am in my 70s, or you might say I'm in my 80s, my 90s, I'm pushing 100. That's not what he's talking about. It's not talking about physical age. It's talking about spiritual maturity. Spiritual maturity. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age, that is those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Can I read that again? But solid food belongs to those who are full of age. That's matured spiritually. That is those who by reason of use of what? The word of God. Hallelujah. Give me James, the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22 on the screen, please. James 1, 22. James says, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Notice it says back here again in verse 14, says solid food belongs to those who are full of age, that is by reason of use. In other words, when they heard the word of God, they did the word of God. They obeyed the word of God. And James says, be doers of the word that you hear, and not just being hearers only. That's how we're going to mature. That's how we're going to grow up spiritually. By doing the word of God, being obedient to the word of God. It don't matter if the flesh likes it, because 99% of the time, maybe 100% of the time, I don't know, the flesh is not going to like it. That's the reason we got to keep our flesh under and walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. Because the flesh wants to do those things that are totally against the word of God and what God says do. The flesh says, get them back. You know, this phrase that people use, you know, they say, all go to, y'all know the rest of that, and they're not talking about heaven. Why would someone want to tell somebody that? Because they got a chip on their shoulder. You hear me? They got a chip on their shoulder. So that's fleshly. No matter how bad a person is, you should never want them to go to hell. Because that's final. You hear me? That is final. You should never want them to go to that awful place. That's the reason Jesus tells us, and the Word of God tells us, pray for your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you. As mean as they may be, Jesus still died for them. You hear me? As bad as they are, Jesus still died for them. And Jesus Christ, the chief shepherd of the church, tells us to pray for them. Pray that their eyes will be open, that the blinders will fall off of their eyes so that they can see and understand. And here's the good thing about our Lord. Here's the good thing. He didn't just tell us. He set the example. Hanging on the cross. He asked his Father, Father, forgive them. He's talking about to those that crucified him, those Jews that lied on him. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Forgive them, Father. And we should have the same attitude, shouldn't we? Forgive them, Father. Jesus was forgiving sinners, the very one that crucified him. But sometimes we can't forgive our own brother and sister in the Lord. Amen. But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, that's what causes us to grow spiritually. I'm going to tell you the truth. Listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. After 72 years, I don't want to be sitting in a crib with a baby bottle playing with a rattler. After all, they try to sell me to the carnival to make some money off of me. Because look, that's just not normal, is it? A grown person in a crib playing with his toys, his or her toys, with his little bottle, her little bottle, but they're adults. Sometimes we need to compare the natural with the spiritual, or compare the spiritual with the natural. If you are a spiritual baby, doesn't matter how long you've been saved, you just like that person sitting in the crib playing with a rattler, playing with a toy. And if mama comes by and give you a steak, you'll choke on it because you can't handle it. All you can drink is the milk. The milk is good. There's a place for the milk. But we need to get to the place where we grow beyond the milk, that we can take solid food. And when you can take solid food, that means you receive the word of God, all of it, even that steps on your toes. Even that causes you to say, ouch. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now here's what's so important. I want to read to you verse 14 again. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age spiritually, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised by reason of use. In other words, they're trained. They've been trained by the word of God. Amen. And because their senses has been exercised through the word of God, obedience to the word of God, now they're able to discern both good and evil. Or you can say it this way, discern between good and evil. They know what's right and know what's wrong. I read somewhere, I heard something the other day about denominations. One denomination had a split. And this is not the only time. There have been a number of times where there have been splits. Church splits. And the split was over same-sex marriage. Now, that should not be a tough question for the church to answer. In the beginning, God created male and female. Adam and Eve. And he married them. But if you're a baby, and you're not able to discern between good and evil, what's right and what's not right, then there's going to be problems in the church. Division. Folks, let's grab our Bibles and read our Bibles. Listen, I want to take you somewhere else. I'm going to be closing here shortly. Oh, my. Look at verse 6. I'm sorry, chapter 6, verse 1. Hebrews. Therefore, leaving, he went on to say, therefore, leaving the doctrine of elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Now you don't want to misunderstand that. He's not saying that you become so spiritual that you get off out in left field or some, you know, get off into some false doctrine, right? We got to stay with the Word of God. Amen. I've heard people say over the years, I'm beyond that. I'm beyond that. Let me tell you something. You're never going to be beyond the Word of God. You're never going to be beyond the Bible. Because if you think you're beyond the Bible, you don't need the Bible. You are deceiving yourself or being deceived. We need the Word of God. I said, we need the Word of God. Amen. So let me read it again. Therefore, leaving this discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Hallelujah. And we'll probably talk about that a little bit later, but I want you to go turn in your Bibles to the book of Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. Because here's where we have to be very, very careful. Some folks don't understand spiritual maturity. Galatians chapter 1. Sometimes people will accuse you. I've even been accused of that. Well, you know, he can't take me where I want to go. Well, my question to you is, where is it you want to go? Where is it you want to go? Back in my younger days, in my early 20s, which was in the early 70s, there was a song that a group sang, you know, some of the words, "Let Me Take You Higher." Anybody remember that song? A few of you do. Yeah. Amen. But they weren't talking about spiritually higher. Talking about getting high on drugs. But see, that's the wrong kind of high. You don't want that. So as I close tonight, I want us to read Galatians chapter 1. I'll begin reading at verse 6. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the Galatian church. He says, "I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel." And when we talk about growing up spiritually, we're not talking about getting away from the Word of God. We're not talking about getting over into something crazy. We're not talking about false doctrine. Amen. And I say that because there are many Christians that are gullible. I'm not talking about Christians that just got saved recently. I'm talking about folks that they had an itch for something else. They didn't feel like they were spiritual enough. And the devil sent someone along to tell them what their flesh wanted to hear. He sent someone along that knew how to scratch their itch. That's what was happening to these folk. Verse 6 again. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to do what? Do what? They want to pervert the gospel. They want the gospel of Christ. They want to change it because they don't like what it's saying. They don't want to live according to what it says. They want to change it. They want to pervert it. They want to make, listen to me, are you ready for this? They want to make it fit their lifestyle. God's not going to fit our lifestyle. We're going to have to fit what, in other words, we're going to have to abide by what he says. Because the flesh wants to dominate. It wants to dominate. And he said, I marvel. It's hard to believe that you've moved away from the truth of the gospel to another gospel, something else that's going to tickle your flesh, make you feel good. But listen at what he says in verse 8, what the Word of God says. But even if we, did you get that? Pause there a minute. I want you to agree. I'm getting ready to let you go. I'm going to close out here anyway. But listen to this. The great Apostle Paul, great man of God. But this is what he said. But even if we, and not just us, but are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Because sometimes good people go bad. Sometimes folks says, you know, I had a visitation from God, and this is what, or a visitation from an angel, and this is what he told me. And you find out what he told them does not line up with the Word of God. Let me tell you something. Everything must line up with this. If you have an angelic visitation, if they give you instructions, and there are angelic visitations, we see it all in Scripture, and it still happens today. You shouldn't seek one. Say amen to that. Amen. You shouldn't ask an angel to visit you, right? Amen. Say amen again, because I want you to get it. Because you have to understand there are good spirits and there are bad spirits out there. And there are deceptive spirits out there. And some of these folks that had these dreams or had these visitations, it was not the Spirit of God. So you have to judge it by the Word of God. Hallelujah. That's how many false religions get started. Somebody had a visitation. All right, let me move on. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached, let him be accursed. That's strong. Verse 9. As we have said before, so now I say again. See, now, the Apostle Paul was stressing this point. He's stressing this point. We need to listen, saints of God. There are deceptive spirits out there. There are deceptive people out there. Stay with the Word of God. So he's emphasizing this. So he says in verse 9, as we have said before, now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. Why is he so strong on that? Because he don't want us misguided. He don't want us to get off out there and get messed up and miss heaven. You still here? That's the reason you hear me talk so much about the Word of God, because this is our foundation. And we got to decide that I'm not, and I know that I'm talking to mature Christians. I know that I am really mature in the things of God and maturing, but I also know that I'm talking to some that need to do better. They need to do better. They need to start growing. They need to put themselves in a position where they can receive solid food and not just meat. Hallelujah. Because when you have solid food and you have matured, and I'm closing with this, then when you're faced with something, because you have matured in the things of God, and you walk with him, you walked in the Word, and you are able to discern that that's God. That's God. Or, nope, that's not God. That's not God. That's not God. And God wants us to grow to the place where we know the difference, where we can listen to our spirits on the inside. We may not can tell the difference in our head. You listening? We may not can tell the difference in our head, but right down on the inside of us, we know, whoa, I don't know all the answers to this, but this just don't feel right on the inside. Y'all following me? This just don't feel right on the inside. So I'm not going to bother with it. Or you might say, I'm just going to hold off. If I'm wrong, then God will let me know. But I'm not going to jump too quick. Sometimes we jump too quick. Sometimes we move too quick. You hear me? Sometimes we move too quick. That's the reason we're to follow the inner witness. We're to follow our spirits. Because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. He lives on the inside of us. And Jesus already told us he's going to lead us and he's going to guide us. And he'll even show us things to come. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. There's some more, excuse me, there's some more I can tell you, but we're gonna quit for this session. And has this blessed you folks? Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. God's calling us to grow up. God's calling us to mature. Hallelujah. And if the Lord says the same, we'll revisit this again the next time. Praise the name of the Lord.